Any other questions for the applicant? Is anyone here to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone opposed to speak? So neither for or against. So with that, is there anyone that would entertain a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
We have got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Will my cell phone rates go down?
Probably not. To be honest.
Dream on, George. Dream on.
To build the tower.
I wish. Yep.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'll never understand this tower business, I don't think.
I own the property on Cape Highway, and we had terrible bumps.
Are you doing? Well, maybe it would. I hope it does.
Next, we have Richard Fordyce, proposed car wash located on 11 acres off U.S. Highway 160.
Case number 1823. This is on the 11.5 acre parcel. There's just a view of the 160s on our right hand side of the picture. Right here's the junction, if you remember from concept. You head east on 160. Parcel in question is right here. Kind of circled the area that he's planning on putting the car wash. And then there was question and concept about the existing drive. Mike got a picture of it for me. I don't know if he's in the road or from the other side of the road, but Rich Fordyce is seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 permit allowing a car wash wash bay to be constructed on a portion of 11 acres off U.S. Highway 160, Kissimmee Mills, Missouri. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is 11 and a half acres in size. The subject property is currently agricultural with no structures. The applicant has indicated that the car wash bay will be built in phases. Phase 1 will be a wash bay mainly for his own use for his business. Phase 2 will be a second bay for the public use. The Department of Natural Resources will permit the wastewater system in the Public Water District Number 1 for water. The property to the east and south is owned by the applicant, and the property to the north is a single-family residence, and to the west is a Lakeway Village subdivision. Now, staff recommendations. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division 3 permit 1823, following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include the following. A, sediment and erosion control plan. B, is stormwater management. C, is land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E is improvements with scale of building, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two is a compliance letter, if applicable, from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources for the wastewater. Three is outdoor lighting will be downward lit, subdued, and have minimum off-site impacts to the adjoining properties. Four, a buffer shall be established by vegetation or a privacy fence 175 feet along the north property line starting at U.S. Highway 160. That is this location right here with this residence here. 175 feet came back to about the back of that green circle. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, a Division 2 permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And then seven, the decision or record shall be filed with Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Good evening.
Hello.
Anything you would like to add to the presentation?
Sounds good. Gotten a little bit more expensive than what I was figuring. So if part of my plans are still there, I was still wanting to put up at least one bay to get started, mainly for our purpose. So I've already paid the surveying company to survey that north side between myself and Jared Cole to put up the privacy fence. So I'd already been on the ball about putting that in. I just haven't started yet. Wait to warm up.
Have you been in touch with the DNR? Have you been in touch with the DNR to see what kind of...
I have. I'm still waiting on a reply on them. Like I said, nobody's in a hurry to put a car wash, but the car wash guy. Yeah.
So this is in two phases.
Eventually,
first phase,
yeah.
Will be personal use.
Yep.
And when do you anticipate the second phase?
Only if demand is going to be there. I've talked to several people. They're excited about it, but nobody's willing to come up here and talk, you know, saying that, yeah, I'm going to be using your car wash.
So during that time period, how will that be secured if it's just for you?
Well, I have that driveway, which is a 33-foot culvert out there. I can put a gate across the front of it. There is access through Jared Cole's property. I can put a gate across it, or I don't know, he was saying 100 or a fence all the way out to the highway. I don't know that that would be. I haven't checked with the state on restrictions of putting a privacy fence all the way out to the highway.
No, it wouldn't be able to come off your property. You'd have to stay.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Our.
And it depends on the sight line, too. Pitch, so. Yep.
What are your planned hours of operation after you get this operational?
I like to sleep. So right now, I work early mornings.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if I'm using it, it's going to be mainly on the weekends. There's going to be some later use, you know, during the daytime from my other drivers or something. But it's not. We're not going to be out there at midnight washing cars or trucks.
Well, I think perhaps that would be a concern to the neighborhood. I didn't know if you wanted to put in the decision of record hours of operation time or not.
Right now, I don't plan on, I can't get my guys to stay late anyway, so I can't stay late myself. I'm looking at trying to stay where we're working, you know, at 6, but right now, you know, it's still daylight at 8 o'clock. There's going to be somebody who's going to want to wash a car eventually. I'm not saying we're not going
to
be.
Well, closer. I'm trying to look farther down the road than that also. I'm trying to look at if
this
perhaps even after you're gone, if we have an established hours of operation and the people will know.
So how many trucks will you have coming go?
Right now I have, personally, we have 5 trucks ourselves. I've talked with a couple of guys that do the sand and gravel hauling, and they are looking for a place to wash some of their equipment. This is not something that's going to be a 24-hour day that they're running in there to wash. You know, we are working people. We use them, and then mainly their downtime is on the weekends or evening. There's not going to be anybody over there at 6 o'clock in the morning washing that I'm aware of. I get out early. I don't see them doing that.
Are they going to be able to do that, though, or are you going to turn the electricity off?
No. To make money at this, to return my investment, it's going to be open, but I'm not saying it's going to be open at 6 o'clock in the morning. It may open up at 8 o'clock, you know, but I don't know when y'all wash your vehicles. I kind of wash them when I have time. Do I wash them at 8 o'clock in the morning? Nope. 6 o'clock. You know, I'm not out there at 8 o'clock in the morning or night washing. Mine's usually in the daytime washing. I drive by the Forsyth ones up here, and I don't see anybody washing them at 9 o'clock at night. So I'm trying to get a return on my investment. Just in one bay, we're looking at $40,000 to put in a car wash. This is just not... I don't have money coming out my wazoo.
So initially, it's just for the big trucks?
Initially, we're going to open it up for our big trucks, yes. But it's, the day it does open, I'm going to want some of my return. And if it comes from Gerald Geary's dump truck coming down there to wash his truck, if he wants to wash it at 5 or 6 o'clock at night, I'm going to let him in there to wash it.
Any other questions? Is there anyone here to speak for or against? Against? Is there anybody for the application? Seeing none, and you've signed up, sir? You want to come on up?
Yeah, I'm Jarrett Cole. I'm the other half of that green circle you had there. My main concerns was like your wastewater runoff. I mean, BNC's decided to put it right on the property line. Where's wastewater going to be? And when he originally talked to me about this, there's a, you can't see it in that picture, but there's a grove of pine trees, and it would have been about the center of his property, which would have been farther away. Noise, the lights, none of that would have been near as big of an issue as where he's decided to put it in location on his property now. And I don't know about you, but I've seen people washing cars at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, where this is a house that I'm going to be trying to sleep in with people in and out all hours of the night. Most of them's big trucks, obviously, to start with, trash trucks being washed. Kind of feel like it'd hurt my property value, honestly, where it's at.
So would you feel any differently if there were some posted operation hours?
Well, that would definitely help.
Sorry.
The location of it's still not very good. You know, I mean, it's, like you said, when you had the circle there of his proposed site where he overlapped, I mean, that's my only front yard I got.
So that's your residence, the brown roof?
Yes.
Right there?
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
That line marked now.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's not, I mean, there is a driveway there, but there's no easement that I know of coming from my property to that property. There has been a circle driveway there for ever since I've owned the property. It's kind of split between the two property lines there. That's a really old picture.
I guess I'm having a little trouble here. So the property line is that blue line?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I own both them pieces of property there. There's 6 acres there. There's one acre track and a 5 acre track.
Okay.
So I think our area is right here that Richard's talking about. Is that correct, Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. That corner, blue lines, the red lines.
And where's your access coming in?
There.
Okay.
So you mentioned two things in your statement, though. Noise,
right,
and then runoff.
And lights.
And what?
Light
at night.
I think we may need to see an engineer report on this to figure out exactly if it's a feasible thing there.
Is there going to be an engineered plan on it?
Wouldn't DNR cover the runoff?
Yeah, yes. DNR will cover that part. I'm not worried about runoff.
No.
He will be regulated on that.
Yeah.
Do what?
This should be an engineered plan on it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, the Department of Natural Resources is not going to let him run his stuff up onto you. Yeah. I guarantee
you. And if he gets on you and you call, they will be there.
Oh,
that's a fact.
Yeah, but I really still feel like where it's located is going to hurt my property value, to be honest.
Any other questions for him specifically, or?
We don't have such a zoning there, Randy.
No, it's on the highway.
I mean, the Taney County Guidance Code doesn't have.
You still run your garage?
Nope. That's what I said. That's an old picture. That's been over 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2015 aerials is what's brought up.
So you had a place of business there?
Yes, it did.